This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to authorize a third shot of a COVID-19 vaccine for some people with weakened immune systems. News outlets say the FDA would likely approve a third shot of either the two-dose Pfizer or Moderna vaccine as soon as today. An advisory panel of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will meet Friday to discuss giving booster shots of COVID-19 vaccines for some people with compromised immune systems. Meantime, California became the first U.S. state Wednesday to require teachers and support staff to either be inoculated against COVID-19 or undergo weekly testing. Governor Gavin Newsom said the new order applies to both public and private schools across the nation's most populous state and includes teachers, aides, bus drivers, cafeteria workers, and volunteers. And the Canadian government announcing Wednesday that it was developing a digital COVID-19 vaccine passport for its citizens to use for international travel. Zambians head to the polls today to choose a new president, parliament, and local representatives in a general election that analysts say will be a test for one of Africa's pillars of democracy. President Edgar Lungu faces his fiercest competition from a familiar challenger, Hakainde Hichilema, one of the 15 opposition candidates. Analysts predict a tight race to determine the country's political future, and a second round could result if a candidate does not receive more than 50% of the ballots cast. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is